Well, for theater lovers in Cincinnati, a trip to the West Side usually means they're heading over to the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts. And joining me in the studio is the producing artistic director of the Covedale, as well as several other theaters on the West Side, Mr. Tim Perino. Welcome, Tim.
Good morning.
We are looking at your 2019-20 season this time, and it is full of a lot of really fun shows. You're going to start off September 25th through the 29th with Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes, absolutely. A terrific play, Pulitzer Prize winner, great big movie, Morgan Freeman, Jessica Tandy. I mean, all kinds of great, great folks were in it. You might know that the Covedale is a pretty big space, pretty big stage, and we're going to, you know, bring this stage very forward so that the audience has a much more intimate experience with this very, very sweet, intimate play.
For people who haven't been to the Covedale, it's actually a renovated 1940 movie theater, isn't it?
1947, correct. Yes, opened April 21st, 1947, and the cartoon feature was Rhapsody Rabbit with Bugs Bunny. But yes, it's been a fully converted live theater now since 2002 with a stout subscription base and a great, great bunch of patrons who come for our subscription season every year.
Next on the schedule is a family musical, and probably one of the weirdest families in musical history. That's the Addams Family, running October 17th through November 10th.
Obviously, our Halloween confection. Come get your goodie bag filled with the Addams Family musical. All the fun folks are there. Morticia and Gomez is about Wednesday, growing up, and the fact that she's in love with a fellow who is not quite of the same cloth, as it were, as the Addams Family themselves. Goofy musical, lots of fun. And of course, if you can, bring your ancestors to the show because they're featured highly in the musical as well.
Of course, sticking with the holiday theme, we come up to Christmas, and running December 5th through the 29th is Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. Well, this is originally called Here's Love. It was written by Meredith Wilson, the same fellow, of course, who wrote The Music Man. Great tunes in it that really, you can kind of tell Meredith wrote them. They're all sunny. Sometimes they're very marchy. You got the parade, a Thanksgiving Day parade number in the show. There's a couple of dream sequences with toys. It's very fun. A very, again, family-oriented, great story about the young girl doesn't believe in Santa Claus, but eventually meets a fellow who works at Macy's for the Christmas time as Santa Claus, and he turns out, well, he just might be the real Santa Claus. Great songs in it. Of course, the most notable is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. That's the big Christmas tune that premiered in this show.
Now, next, running February 13th through March the 8th, is Meet Me in St. Louis. And people are used to musicals being made into movies, but this is one of the first MGM musical movies that was made into a stage production.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it really did a great job with it. You know, what I love about the show is often people think you should do it at Christmas time because of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is in this show as well. But the play in general is really about the great moments in a family's year. So it kind of follows the holidays, whether it's Easter or summer, of course, the World's Fair is in the summer. The Halloween sequence is a gas in this show. So it was like, which holiday could we really find to land it on? Instead, we decided, well, let's put it in that sort of February, March slot. Just let all the great, great songs come at you. The trolley song, ding, ding, ding goes the trolley. But here comes a fun family musical again. Great cast. I can't wait to cast this show.
The season winds up in April, running April 2nd through the 26th, with a jukebox musical called All Shook Up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. And just as it sounds, this is a musical that uses all the great songs of Elvis Presley in its own plot line. Some folks think it's just a musical review, but it's not. There's a plot of a young man who comes to a town and kind of changes the dynamic of the town. He has a certain Elvis likeness, but it's not really Elvis. It's just supposed to be about freeing a town from some of its constrictions, as it were, but at the same time uses every big old, teddy bear, hound dog, Love Me Tender, Jailhouse Rock, of course, All Shook Up, Can't Help Falling in Love, Heartbreak Hotel, every big Elvis tune is in this, dancing, singing, fun, great way to end a season.
It's sort of like if Elvis had done Footloose.
That is actually very close to what I almost said before.
Now, most of these shows were either inspired by movies or were made into movies. Did that factor into your choices this season?
Well, I would say, no, we don't have a mantra where that's what we follow. If it's a movie, we can do it. But we certainly have learned over time, and we're unashamed in the fact that this great old movie house and a great old movie now on stage, certainly that has a very attractive theme to it. It often is something we find works very well. But, you know, the Côte d'Or has its own sort of brand, and these shows really, really fit that brand.
Well, and it must be working because you've got an extremely strong subscriber base.
Yes. Every year fluctuates right around 3,000, and we're just short of it right now, but we're still selling subscriptions. And most of these shows will attract 5,000 to 6,000 people per run. We're very blessed, but at the same time, we've got great, great patrons who have a ball with us, and we have a ball with them.
You have your own parking as well, which is a unique thing for a lot of theaters
right.
in town.
Yes, we have our own parking. We have a very nice handshake agreement with all our neighbors. Most of them are, all of them really, are, except for maybe the one, are not in business at that time. So you can park in the library next door. You can park at the funeral home across the street. And of course, when the funeral home needs our parking and we don't have a show, they use our parking. It's a very nice arrangement. But yes, we have our own parking all around the building.
One of the great things about the Covedale is it uses local talent and really showcases people to the best.
Yes, we have, I think, an enormous amount of talented people in this area. We often have young and coming kind of talent. We often have people who have been out there, have done, you know, lots of stuff all around the country, maybe even the world, who are now coming back and settling down in Cincinnati again. We've had people who were the leads in national tours, cruise boats, people in New York, in Broadway, in Branson, Vegas, you name it, who have, when they've come back to Cincinnati, they perform with us. They perform with many folks I know. But we really are blessed by the fact that there are great talented people in town, and we luckily attract them to our shows.
Now, Covedale is part of a large organization that you are in charge of, and that's Sensei Landmark Productions. It includes not only the Covedale, but the Warsaw and Klein Theater, Sensei Young People's Theater. Now you have a collaboration with Madcap Puppets, and you used to run the Showboat Majestic.
Yes.
Which recently was sold and moved away. Any goodbyes you want to say to the Showboat?
Well, there's a time to, as I said to my wife years ago, I said, there's a time to go to the river, and there was a time to come away from the river. We spent 23 years on board. We produced 23 seasons. We were there, whether it was January 14th and the river was 50, 60 feet. And we were there when the septic system blew up one time. We were there when the river froze. The glorious part of it was so much fun. And we were extremely honored to have had that time aboard a National Historic Landmark Theater. And we are very pleased that we now have three venues, and all of them are clicking on all cylinders, whether you come see a show or take a class at our Madcap Education Center or come see a Madcap puppet show. We'd love to have you.
Well, that is the 2019-20 season at the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts. For more information on the Covedale, as well as all the other endeavors of the Cincinnati Landmark Productions, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, producing artistic director of the Covedale and so many other venues, Mr. Tim Perino. Thank you for stopping by, Tim.
Jim, it's good to see you, as always.
This is Jim Stump.